Son, the Son, Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today is the 8th day of the blessed month of Mesor. May God begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord and my Father and my brethren. Amen. On this day, the 9th Saint Lazarus the Elder, his wife Salome, and their children Abim, Antonius, Hosea, Lazarus, Aniana, Simona, and Marcus were martyred. Lazarus was one of the teachers of the Jewish law. His father was one of the 70 elders who translated the Torah by the order of Ptolemy, king of Egypt. This just man taught his children the law of Moses. When Antiochus, king of Rome, reigned over the Syrian land, he besieged Jerusalem and afflicted the Jewish nations with cruelty. He completed them to break the law of their father and to eat what was forbidden them, such as pork, meat, and the like. Many of them feared his might and obeyed him. Nevertheless, these righteous persisted on keeping the law which had been given to them by God. Antiochus tortured them severely by flogging them, crucifying, burning, and plowing their bodies with metal combs. The righteous woman Salome encouraged them until they had fulfilled their martyrdom then. She also cast herself in the fire without waiting for them to throw her into it. Thus they received the crown of martyrdom. May their prayers be with us all. Amen. On this day also the Church celebrates the confession of Saint Peter, the Apostle, that Christ is the Son of the living God. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, the others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of living God." Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound on heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he commanded his disciples that they should tell no one that he was Jesus the Christ. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Salomine, mene, yeshi.